start on this Monday evening with arts news from Sinead Mooney. And once Sinead is a winner at the Olivia Awards.
Yes, now this is hot on the heels of President Michael D. Higgins and Sabina storming Windsor Castle on our own roof raising in the Royal Albert Hall. It just seems the Brits can't get enough of us. Last night, the West End adaptation of the film once took two awards at the prestigious Laurence Olivier Awards ceremony in London. So Dublin musician Glenn Hansard and Marquetta Arglover were last night awarded the Autograph Sound Award for Outstanding Achievement in Music jointly with the arranger Martin Lowe, and the show's female lead also took the gong for Best Actress in a Musical. So I'm thinking now it's going to be a BAFTA for Fair City or maybe indeed and a knighthood for Ronan Keating next.
And there might be more, as there are more Irish-British exchanges to take place in the coming weeks or days.
Yeah, this is going to happen next month. It's an auction in London. We'll see a work by Jack Butler Yeats going under the hammer. This is called Island Men Returning, which depicts two Currachs returning to shore and draws on the painter's love of scenes from the West Coast. It's dated 1919 and it's among the top lots being sold at Bonham's sales rooms as part of next month's British and Irish art sale, and it's got a guide price of between 60 and 80,000 sterling.
Finally, Sinead, Bansky is back. Banksy, rather, is back. Or is he?
Well, now, this is the kind of time of year where the light is falling on the house and you're kind of looking up going, Jeannie Mac, I really should get out the paintbrush and do some sprucing up with the shabby paintwork. But for one Cheltenham suburban dweller who woke up yesterday, she certainly won't be painting in a hurry. She woke up to discover a small fortune potentially painted onto her side gable. And it seems that this is the work of Banksy. The graffiti artist appears to have painted some spies. Now, I don't know what the collective noun for spies is. I'm going to go for huddle. A huddle of spies who are setting up a phone tap on a public phone box on her gable wall. So now her garden is filled with photographers clicking away going, it's a Banksy or is it? Only Banksy can confirm or deny.
How does she sell it? She needs to give it into the house. Thank you to Sinead Mooney, and more on RTE 10, the Entertainment Network.